6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
22 days to the December polls. Hashtag Stop Gallumsey now still on. Good morning and welcome to the news at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi and myjoyonline.com. Also live in all 16 regions of Ghana, X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up, Speaker's lawyer Thaddeus Sory responds to the Supreme Court's reasoning, stating there's no order allowing the four MPs back in Parliament.
After the Supreme Court has made a declaration in the exercise of its original jurisdiction, it is required to, quote, make such orders and give such directions as it may consider appropriate for giving effect to the declaration so made.
Also, we'll hear from Justice Tanko's cautioning to his colleagues about a possible reversal of the decision in the distant future.
I hope in no distant future the resultant usurpation of the constitutional prerogative of the High Court incidental to the majority decision will be reversed.
Also coming up, Ministry of Education commences full investigation into allegations of distribution of expired rights to senior high schools, calling for criminal prosecution of perpetrators.
That we take these allegations very seriously, and even based on that, we have immediately commenced a full investigation into it.
In business.
Government goes ahead with Treasury bills issuance despite an application filed at the Supreme Court seeking to halt the process.
These and more coming up with me, Mami Esinyamiche Thompson. Stay with me. And the details now. There is no order saying the four MPs whose seats were declared vacant must be allowed back in Parliament. That's the initial reaction of the Speaker's lawyer, Thaddeus Sory, to the 109-page reasoning of the Supreme Court. The Apex Court said a Member of Parliament is only deemed to have vacated his seat if he changes their political affiliation and continues to serve in Parliament under a new party identity. Here are extracts from the judgment.
According to the Apex Court, a member of parliament is deemed to have vacated their seat if they change their political affiliation and continue to serve in parliament under a new party identity. Other portions also address the situation for independent MPs, making it clear that if an independent MP joins a political party while serving their current term, they must vacate their seat. Justice Amadou Tanko is one of the two dissenting, and I quote portions of his reasoning. I do not hasten to proclaim that I have apprehended with despair the majority's conclusion in this suit, but I state with utmost deference to the Honorable Chief Justice and the rest of my brethren in the majority that not only do I fundamentally disagree with their conclusion, I, with all due respect, also find the decision an aberration to the established and accepted judicial position of this court, which with profound respect, I hope in no distant future, the resultant usurpation of the constitutional prerogative of the High Court incidental to the majority decision will be reversed.
Excerpts of the judgment read by MFA Powell. Shortly after the release of the court's decision, the Speaker's lawyer, Thaddeus Sory, took to his Facebook page with this initial write-up.
Ghana is a
Unfortunately, we do not have that report right now, but we'll bring it to you in subsequent bulletins. Away from the Supreme Court, Office of the Special Prosecutor is citing ineffective laws as the reason for which anti-corruption agencies are unable to deal with corrupt practices. Director of the Strategy, Research and Communication Division, Samuel Apiada, says there's a need to review some of the laws. He spoke at the Pledge Against Corruption against organized by anti-corruption agencies.
Country that we have so many laws, but we don't have efficient laws. For me, from the Office of the Special Prosecutor and as a lawyer, I'm happy we have not passed the Conduct of Public Officers Bill, although I'm in the anti-corruption business, because as it stands now, if we pass it, it will become another white elephant. Let me tell you two critical things. We are in this country, we are worried and said that the Attorney General is sometimes conflicted and unable to prosecute his own. That's why we came up with the Office of the Special Prosecutor. But all the offences under the Conduct of Public Officers Bill will go to the Attorney General. Remember, when it started, there was no OSP at play. So it ought to be amended so that many of the offences that fall under corruption will then fall under the OSP. Other than that, if we are worried that the Attorney, you give me a little second. If we are worried about that, it will not work.
And he had a Director of Strategy, Research and Communication at the Office of the Special Prosecutor, Samuel Apiadako. We go back to our first story and listen to Speaker's lawyer, Thaddeus Story, react to the Supreme Court's ruling yesterday.
The Supreme Court decision released is interesting. The majority decision raises a number of legal issues. In every case before the court, the court's final judgment is based on the case presented to the court. Dakwa Sari JSC admits that the plaintiff instituted his action on 15th October 2024 and the speaker made his statement on 17th October 2024. The plaintiff's reliefs, therefore, did not pray the Supreme Court to declare the speaker's response to the statement null and void. Dakwa Sari JSC therefore conceded in page 4 that on the fact on which the plaintiff instituted the action before the court, there was no issue on which the Supreme Court's exclusive original jurisdiction was legitimately evoked. Now, let's remember that after the Supreme Court has made a declaration in the exercise of its original jurisdiction, it is required under the provisions of Article 2, Clause 2 of the Constitution to, quote, make such orders and give such directions as it may consider appropriate for giving effect or enabling effect to be given to the declaration so made, end of quote. There is no order saying that the MPs must be allowed in Parliament or order directing that Parliament recognize the said MPs as earlier ordered by the court contained in the majority decision of the court. The order staying execution of the Speaker's ruling is now spent.
And you heard the excerpts from Thaddeus Story's reaction to the Supreme Court judgment yesterday. Moving away from the course, the Ministry of Education has commenced full investigation into the alleged distribution of expired rights to senior high schools. This comes after the minorities Okudjetua Blackwa demanded a probe into the allegation that a company named Lamens Africa Limited had repackaged 22,000 bags of the expired right, which has been allegedly consumed by students in high schools. Listen to North Tong MP Samuel Okudjeto Ablakwa make the claim.
I have intercepted letters that the Ashanti Regional Police wrote to the FDA asking that the samples that they had retrieved from this criminal enterprise be tested. Will you believe that before the test results will arrive from Accra FDA on the 6th of February, instructions came from above that the expired contaminated rice should be distributed and sent to the schools. So as we speak, all the 22,000 bags of rice that the police sought to contain and confiscate have been sent to the schools.
The Ministry of Education, in response, says it has immediately begun investigations into the matter, including a possible criminal prosecution. Kwesi Kwating is Public Relations Officer of the Ministry.
That we take these allegations very seriously. And even based on that, we have immediately commenced a full investigation into it. As of now, we have reached out to these agencies that are responsible for the supply and distribution of food to senior high schools, particularly with regards to buffer stock. And we are jointly looking into the concerns or the matters that has been raised. Assuming the concerns that has been raised are valid, then it's a purely criminal matter, which I am very certain that we collaborate with the Ghana Police Service to be able to make sure that we bring the perpetrators to book.
And it's day two of the Joy Prime Made in Ghana Fair, the one-stop destination that guarantees the proper Ghanaian experience with displays of locally assembled electric cars, clothes, food, and of course, good music at the Good Park at the Accra Mall. Here are deals from sponsors at the launch yesterday.
What we are here to showcase is a mobile money option that is effective, which is safe, and it's cost-effective as well. Now, you can have mobile money services that won't cost you so much. There are no transaction fees. And so for Ghana Pay Mobile Money, we want to promote financial inclusion. We want to give Ghanaians an alternative which will be easy on their pockets. So from today up to Sunday, we look forward to receiving all Ghanaians. We are happy to share with you our product portfolio.
The register of companies, Jemima Wari, was also there.
Our whole purpose is to focus on the registration of businesses. Not only registration, we also do education and we also do regulation. So it's one thing you registering, but just remember that you have to maintain that registration on our register. This whole fair is going to give us the opportunity for you to get to know more about us.
Registrar of Companies, Jemima Wari, bringing us to the end of this morning's bulletin. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Business is up next on the Super Morning Show.